Hello, welcome to another episode of Davey B's Hit Song Vault. My name is John David Birdall, and on today's episode, it's a family affair, isn't it, Dad?
That indeed it is, John.
Yes, and we're not just talking about ourselves. I mean, it's like, yeah, we're related. But we're going to be talking about rock songs and pop songs and country western songs, too, right, Dad?
Yes, and we need to get that familial tie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, going. Exactly. Yep.
Many people asked us, why don't you guys do something about family?
Yeah, fathers and sons, and mothers and daughters, or fathers and daughters, you know, and parents and children.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so, this week, we're doing something about family.
Yes, yes. So we're going to talk about Johnny Burnett and Rocky Burnett, Nat King Cole and Natalie Cole, Johnny Cash and his daughter, Roseanne Cash.
Yeah, the Sinatras.
Yeah, the Sinatras.
Many, many, many great artists.
Mm-hmm, many. So before we get into that, do allow me to say the Davey B's Hit Song Vault is a 30-minute comedic and encyclopedic conversation about the music of our lives with Davey B and his son, John David. During each episode of the podcast, these two hosts will discuss and will play excerpts of 10 audio tracks within a specific theme or within a specific subject for your listening pleasure and total edification. Together, Davey B and John David do have a combined 70 years of songwriting and song performance and recording and music production experience between them. And thank you very, very much to Flatland Guitar, Schmidt Music, Orange Records, Eckroth Music Fargo, Drummer's Journey, Eventide Senior Living Communities, Guitar Center, and Prairie Public, our local PBS station, for supporting my father and me and this podcast. We could not do it without you. And Dad, I don't know if you noticed, but I was like, I was talking about those as if I was some sort of like gunslinger, like bang, bang, bang. Okay. So the first, I guess, family that we're going to be talking about is the Burnett family.
The Burnett family. Yep. Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm.
And the first song we're going to be playing is by Johnny Burnett and his hit, You're 16.
Right. Johnny Burnett was a big star in the early 60s. He had a song out and a couple of albums out, and he had a brother that was in the recording industry, too, named Dorsey Burnett.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of Burnetts, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Their father, I do believe, was associated with music, too.
Right.
You know, in fashion, so yeah. And this has a sort of rockabilly, or he had, right? Johnny Burnett had a sort of rockabilly sound, didn't he?
No.
Oh, okay.
Johnny Burnett was more pop sounding with an orchestral background.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, the violins and then the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
And that's why I kind of refer to him as a pop artist.
Yeah, that makes sense. Shall we play the song?
Let's play the song from Johnny Burnett. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're in trouble.
Okay, here's the song.
Ooh, you come on like a dream, peaches and cream, lips like strawberry wine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine.
Okay, that was You're 16, You're Beautiful, and what was it, Dad?
You're in trouble.
You're in trouble. Okay, so the next Burnett we're going to be talking about is Rocky Burnett, Johnny Burnett's son.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And his hit, Tired of Toeing the Line, which was a big hit.
Big hit. In fact, it was the hottest charting single from the Burnett family.
Oh, okay.
We could say.
Gosh, how did they hold on to it if it was that hot?
Yeah, really.
Right, special gloves. They needed special gloves.
Special gloves. Yeah. But a song was written by the bass player for the Everly Brothers.
Okay.
And it contains lyrics detailing in righteous fashion about a guy who no longer wants to toe the line.
Well, yeah. And so toeing the line, like you're walking very delicately, aren't you? You know, very carefully, you know, on this sort of line or this wire, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So you don't fall, right? So you don't break anything. Don't make any mistakes.
There you go. Don't make any mistakes.
Yes. Some people call it walking on eggshells.
Yep.
Right? Walking on eggshells, you got to be careful.
Same thing.
Yeah. And so this guy's tired of it.
Right.
Uh-huh.
I'm tired of toeing the line. Baby, I'm tired of toeing the line there. Guess I told her.
Mm-hmm. I hope she heard you.
Yes.
We could play the song again. How about that?
Yeah.
Or the excerpt again. We could play it again just in case you didn't hear, lady. Okay, so we're moving on to the Coles now.
Yes.
Specifically Nat King Cole, right? And his Those Lazy, Hazy, Crazy Days of Summer.
Which was originally written in German.
Yeah. I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce the name at this time.
The author's name, I guess we could say,
sure,
was Hans Karst.
Sure.
And how you pronounce the rest of it will be forever a mystery.
Yeah, we'll leave to Germany and
German-speaking
Austria, too. Okay, we'll leave it to them.
Right.
Now, Dad, why did you pick this song?
Well, just because Nat King Cole was so, shall we say, aligned with ballads and beautiful songs like Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa.
Well, yeah, we had talked about that
men
one.
Men have tamed you.
But then you had said, no, it needs to be this song.
Yes.
You know?
Because I wanted to show the pop side, if you will.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Of Nat King Cole.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people, you know, some people only listen to him at Christmas time.
Yeah.
And other people, only listen to his ballads.
Yes. And that's what I was attempting to embellish upon.
Oh, good. Yeah. His fun, right? His playful sort of side.
Okay. Yes. And let's show the folks what a fun summer song is from Nat King Cole.
Okay, so this is Nat King Cole with Those Lazy, Hazy, Crazy Days of Summer.
Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Dust off the sun and moon and sing a song of cheer. Just fill your basket full of sandwiches and weenies. Then lock the house up, now you're set. And on the beach you'll see the girls in their bikinis. As cute as ever, but they never get them wet. Roll out those.
Oh my gosh, Dad. Good on, right? Good on Nat King Cole for pulling off, right? Rhyming weenies and bikinis.
Right.
That is so fun.
Weenies and bikinis.
But they never get them wet.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Okay, so that was Nat King Cole with Those Lazy, Hazy, Crazy Days of Summer. And now we're going to be talking about his daughter, Natalie Cole.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And her song, This Will Be.
His daughter had really kind of a rough time breaking into the, shall we say,
industry? Is that what you
call it? Music industry,
sure.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was her debut single, and it was released in April of 75, I believe.
This Will Be? Is that
right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. And she won a Grammy Award for Best Female R&B Performance.
Well, good for her.
And get this, John.
Okay.
this was a category that had been, shall we say, dominated.
Oh, yeah.
By Aretha Franklin.
I believe it.
Like, nobody won but Aretha Franklin.
You know, that brings to mind a story. It's kind of, it's related because of, like, awards, you know, winning awards and whatnot.
Right.
And so, Paul Simon won a Grammy, okay, for, you know, some work he had done. And during his acceptance speech, he thanked Stevie Wonder for not releasing anything that year. Because Stevie Wonder, you know, just wrote hit after hit after hit.
Right.
You know, recorded hit after hit after hit. And it was pretty much the same right with Aretha Franklin.
Right.
You know, hit after hit after hit.
Well, this song helped Natalie Cole win the Grammy Award for the Best New Artist.
Oh, great. Shall we play it?
Yes.
Okay.
Natalie Cole, front and center, and this will be.
That was Natalie Cole with This Will Be an Everlasting Love. Okay, and now we're moving on to the Sinatras. Okay, with the chairman of the board, Frank Sinatra, and his song, Summer Wind.
There's Summer Wind.
Yeah, oh. Dad, you were just telling me that this was based on another German song.
Another German song, yes. Strange how many were accidentally, I guess you could say.
Oh, maybe.
Running into them.
I suppose so. And it's another summer song, too.
Right. You are.
And, and Dad, you were also saying that it was reinterpreted, right, by Johnny Mercer?
Johnny Mercer. Right you are, John. Right you are.
Mm-hmm.
Perry Como recorded it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Bobby Vinton recorded it.
Wow.
Wayne Newton recorded it.
This is a popular song for those types of singers.
Yes.
Huh? Wow.
Yes. A big, big song for those types of singers.
Would you say crooners?
Good.
Would that
good be? Good choice.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah.
Shall we play the song?
Let's do it.
Okay. So this is Summer Wind by Frank Sinatra.
Painted kites, those days and nights, they went flying by. New beneath a blue umbrella sky. Then softer than a piper man, one day it called to you. I lost you, I lost you to the summer wind.
Summer Wind, great song by Frank Sinatra. Mm-hmm. And his daughter, Nancy, is who we're going to check in with next, Johnny.
Yep.
Nancy had, oh, I would say, four or five good hits.
Yeah, a few, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, she had a few hits. What were those hits, Dad?
Like, well, she
these
had,
boots are made for walking.
Yeah, right? that was a biggie.
Mm-hmm. Sugartown, we're going to talk about that one.
Right.
And then what was another one?
Another one that was collaboration, if you will, with Lee Hazlewood, called Some Velvet Morning, which I always thought was a neat song.
Oh, good. Yeah, but we were supposed to talk about Sugartown.
Well, that's just because we're ornery.
Okay, good. Thank you for letting me know that I'm ornery right now.
That's right.
But Dad, you were telling me, okay, and this really, I do believe I was supposed to be surprised by this, that this song has a sort of, not double meaning, but a hidden, not so much hidden message, but hidden story, right? Hidden story to it.
Lee Hazlewood wrote songs that were deliberately enigmatic.
Oh, okay.
Directed toward a young audience, but tame enough to receive radio airplay.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, people didn't know. He was kind of being obscure with some things, or maybe vague.
Vague. You
know? Yeah. And Sugartown is one of those examples?
Sugartown is a great example of right? that.
Because wasn't it being talked about like sugar? Yeah, it seems like it's about sugar just from the title. But wasn't there something being mixed with sugar at a certain time?
LSD.
Oh. And so, yeah, that's the kind of hidden story, perhaps, of this song.
Right.
Right.
Shall
we play it?
Let's play it.
Okay, so this is Nancy Sinatra with Sugartown.
I never had a dog that liked me some. Never had a friend or wanted one. So I just lay back and laugh at the sun. Cause I'm in shoo shoo shoo. Shoo shoo shoo. Shoo 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 shoo. Sugartown.
There you go, Nancy Sinatra.
And so now we're moving on to the Lennons with John Lennon and Imagine. And this was a big, 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 big song.
You know, I didn't realize how big this song really was.
Mm-hmm. And influential, I suppose, too, right?
Yes, very influential. In fact, what it had going for it, number one, was that it was produced by John Lennon and Phil Spector.
Oh, wow. Wall of sound fella right there.
Wall of sound, Phil Spector. And Yoko Ono produced it along with just two of matching. I should say it had three producers.
Wasn't John Lennon in a band? Wasn't he in a band like in the 60s?
Yeah,
like
1963? 60s group called the Beatles.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Yeah, just in case people didn't know that.
Right. But it earned a Grammy Hall of Fame award and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's 500 songs that shaped rock and roll.
That's amazing.
And it was on the Guinness World Records.
Oh, okay.
Rock and roll listings. And a person could go on and on about how many charts Imagine made.
Yes. And how many records it broke, right?
Yes.
Not literal ones, like because people were listening to it on records. But it's like, you know what I mean.
Yes.
Yeah. Shall we play the song?
Let's play it.
Okay. So this is Imagine by John Lennon, that fella from the Beatles.
Yeah.
Imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger. Our brotherhood of man.
Imagine. Continuing along with our family affair. Yes.
Thank you for picking that name, Dan.
Yes. And Julian Lennon wrote some outstanding music and had a big hit with Too Late for Goodbyes. And he was, I think, good enough to be taken in as part of the Beatles.
Oh, yeah, I do believe he is definitely a worthy successor to his father's legacy.
And I don't see why they never did it.
Well, I don't know. Perhaps that band was just supposed to end. You know, the Beatles.
That's true.
You know, and not just continue on, be passed down or handed down.
Yeah. But I thought what a great thing that would be.
Oh, yeah.
To have him take his dad's place.
Oh, yeah. You know, and George Harrison's got a son, and I do believe Paul McCartney has a son who's a musician, you know, and that'd be really neat. Like, what, the Beatles, the next generation or something like
there
that.
There you go.
You know, but I guess it was just supposed to stop. And maybe, what, Julian Lennon thought he was supposed to just make a name for himself or be separate from his father in some of his, I guess, endeavors?
I guess.
You know? And so, yeah, Too Late for Goodbyes. You know, wasn't that released in the 80s?
Yes.
Wasn't that an 80s tune?
Yes, I believe it was in 85.
Yep. So shall we play the song, Dan?
Let's do it, John.
Okay.
Here's a great song from Julian Lennon called Too Late for Goodbyes.
Now I know how it feels for you. I've been
Okie dokie, that was Julian Lennon with Too Late for Goodbyes. That was Much Too Late for Goodbyes. And you know what, Dad? I hear the train a-coming.
It's coming around the bend.
And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. Listeners, can you guess who it is that we're going to be talking about? That's Johnny Cash.
Yes.
Yes. So we're moving on to the Cashes and his song, Folsom Prison Blues.
And this song, John, he performed it live to a crowd of inmates at Folsom State Prison in 1968 for his live album at Folsom Prison Blues. And it turned out to be number one on the country chart.
I do believe that.
Yes. And not only that, but it became number 51 on the all-time list of great country songs.
So, yeah, this was big on the country western charts, right?
And I mean,
he had this sort of drive. All his songs had a sort of drive to them, like a locomotive, you know, just went and went and went, you know?
Yeah.
Boom, ba ba boom, ba ba boom, ba ba boom, ba ba boom, you know?
I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you were telling me about, or we were just talking about a moment ago, right? He had a great backing band and that helped him out.
Yes.
You know? And yeah, this song, this one gets really intense. Yeah, he's talking about, like, I've been in Folsom Prison since, or I haven't seen the sunshine since I don't know when.
Yes.
You know, I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
And time keeps dragging on.
Yeah. You know, but the second verse, right? I shot a man in Reno. For what reason?
Just
to watch him die.
That line always bothered me.
Really?
Yeah.
Gosh. Shall we play the song?
Yes.
Okay, so this is Johnny Cash with Folsom Prison Blues.
Well, if they freed me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Okay, that was Folsom Prison Blues by Johnny Cash. And now we're going to be talking about his daughter, right? Roseanne Cash.
Roseanne Cash.
And her song, Dad? What was
Tennessee
that?
Tennessee Flat Top Box.
Mm-hmm.
Good song about a guitar.
And that's all we're going to say about that, right?
That's right.
Yeah, I do believe her father recorded a version of this song well before her.
Yes, and she didn't know it.
Oh, really?
Right.
Yeah.
And I like, oh, Dad, did you record that?
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay. Oh, you had a hit too? Oh, that's neat.
That's neat. Yeah.
You know?
And I think the folks out there will notice definitely.
Mm-hmm.
The father-daughter tie-in.
Oh, yeah, probably.
As Roseanne Cash does the Tennessee Flat Top Box.
In a little cabaret in a South Texas border town sat a boy and his guitar, and the people came from all around and all the girls from there to Austin were slipping away. Take a trip to go and listen to the little dark-haired boy who played the Tennessee flat top box that he would play.
Okay, we're moving on to the Nelsons, and this is Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra with the song And Then Some.
The Nelsons.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good choice.
Yes, it is. Yes. Thank you, Dad, for picking it. I do believe you're saying that just so I will say, right?
Yeah.
Good job, Dad.
Good job.
And it was a good job, Dad. This is a great, you know, family to bring up. You know?
It is, because it was a family affair.
Mm-hmm.
Really a family affair. It was... Mm-hmm. Ozzie Nelson.
Right.
And he had a girl singer who he later married named Harriet Hilliard.
Oh, okay.
And an interesting thing just to throw in as a, oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Was my dad played with them at this nightclub in Hollywood.
Oh, nice.
And it was really a fun thing. He used to tell me that Harriet Hilliard would come and sing with them.
Oh, well, that's great.
Yeah.
So that's my grandpa. Right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Grandpa, for
sharing
that story.
Thank you, Grandpa. Mm-hmm. So anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Harriet Hilliard and Ozzie Nelson had two sons.
Okay.
David Nelson, who became a director and an actor.
Wow.
And Rick Nelson.
Oh.
Eric, if you please.
Okay.
Who became Ricky Nelson.
Oh, that's who that is.
Yeah.
He became Ricky Nelson.
Right. Mm-hmm. And he had oodles of hits.
Yeah.
And he had a smooth voice like his mother.
Mm-hmm. Similar sort of delivery as his mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. So shall we play the song, Dan?
Let's play the song.
Oh, good.
By Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra.
Uh-huh. And then some.
I think you're gorgeous, you're charming, darling, you're perfect. And then some. You've got me dazzled and frantic, excited, romantic. And then some. I used to think I was cold as could be, but I'll agree, the joke is on me. Quick as a wink, I knew I had it bad. If love can drive you crazy, then I want to go mad, I want to go mad.
And there it was, Ozzie Nelson, his orchestra, and then some.
Uh-huh! Yay! And now we're supposed to talk about his son, right? Well,
yes.
The son that was a musician.
That's right, John.
Yep, that's Ricky Nelson. We're supposed to talk about the song, Poor Little Fool.
I enjoyed Poor Little Fool immensely because I remember sitting with my baritone ukulele.
Oh, wow.
On the Union Pacific train.
Sure.
Going, headed for Los Angeles, believe it or not.
Really?
And I was trying to learn Poor Little Fool on the ukulele.
Uh-huh.
And by golly, it was a neat song to learn because it had just, I think four or five verses.
Oh, okay.
And they all repeated each other. So it was a good song to learn.
Well, that's good. Did you actually learn the song on the trip?
Yeah,
oh,
I
good.
Did, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I
and
did.
Yeah, Ricky Nelson, he had a lot of hits. A lot of hits. We were just talking about Hello, Mary Lou. Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And golly, the first one I heard, and it was, I heard this song performed by you, Dad.
Which one?
Okay. Davey B and the Sonics were performing Garden Party.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
Yeah, that was a really
good
one.
That was later life.
Oh, yeah. That was much later.
For Rick Nelson.
And that was a really contemplative song. You know,
yeah.
He's talking about, you know, I sang them all the old songs. I thought that's why they came.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Traveling Man was a very big hit for him.
Yep. Okay, so shall we play the last song?
Let's play the last song.
Okay, so this is Ricky Nelson with Poor Little Fool.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Poor little fool. Oh, yeah.
Okay, that was Ricky Nelson with Poor Little Fool. And Dad, that was a family affair. Right
well,
there.
That was a good idea you came up with.
You did. This
oh, well.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so if you've enjoyed listening to this episode, you can go to prairiepublic.org. That's prairiepublic.org. Then you can search for Davey B's Hit Song Vault. Okay, you can go to prairiepublic.org and search for Davey B's Hit Song Vault. And you can listen to more episodes of this show there. Or you can go to your favorite podcast platform or favorite podcast provider. And you can search for Davey B's Hit Song Vault. And you can listen to more of this series there.
Excellent idea.
Oh, all this talk about family, Dad?
Yeah.
Now I do believe I'm supposed to give you a big old hug.
And I'll give you one back, Johnny.
Oh, thank you so much, Dad. And thank you so much for listening. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Well, it's a cheater who pays. It's a cheater who pays. Well, it's a cheater who pays.